Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark. And thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. And after the game with the 49ers was finished on Sunday, head coach Gary Kubiak answered questions from the media about that 24-21 triumph over the San Francisco 49ers.
Congratulations on a big win, coach. Y'all played such a perfect first half, but in the second half, y'all nearly blew it. Would you expound on that a little bit, please?
Well, you got to enjoy winning in this league. I mean, they're a good football team. They're a great football team, so... You're right. I mean, obviously, the first half went very much our way. The second half, give them a lot of credit. But when the game was on the line, we found a way to make plays. So, you know, it's a big win. Proud of our guys and the way they played and played very hard. And, you know, we got ourselves in a little trouble with the turnover. And other than that, like I said, big win. Proud of our guys.
There's been wins this year where you acted like you lost. Can you enjoy this one, escaping like that?
You got me all wrong, John. I enjoy them when we win, believe me. I enjoy them.
Well, you acted like you
lost. I did?
Yeah.
That's an opinion, though, right?
We've shared by most of us who interview you. Can you enjoy this one?
Oh, well, it's a big win, John, because I mean, that's 2 weeks in a row would be two very good football teams. And, you know, we knew this team was a darn good team, and they're coming off a bye week, and they were fresh, and they were physical, and you know, we played so well in the first half, and I thought we were still fine. I know we give up a touchdown early in the third quarter, but we go right back down the field. I think the thing that turned the game was when we put the ball on the ground there. We get down, they get up, and all of a sudden they grab the momentum of the game. But made some big plays late, and defensively, Eugene makes a big play. So that's a very, very big win.
What do you think is the difference in when Smith came in compared to Hill?
Well, he moves around probably a little bit more. That's the biggest thing. But, you know, when you're a quarterback, and I was that guy for many, many years, when you're the backup guy and your team's struggling and you get a chance to go in, you know, you can just cut it loose. And I think that's what he did. He went in there and made some great throws to the tight end down the middle of the field that were, you know, really could have went either way. Could have went to D'Amico, could have went to their tight end. And the young man, you know, made some big plays, but that's why he was a top pick.
How bad is Andre? Because
you know, concern. You know, John, he's got. They're telling me a chest contusion right now. We got him at the hospital. We'll get him looked at, but obviously, could not go there at the end. So there's concern until we see.
Gary, are you getting more concerned with Steve's fumbling situations? You got one back today, but then lost one later.
Yeah, it's very concerning, you know, and I think what happens in this league, too, is when you get a little bit of a reputation, you put a few balls on the ground for a couple of weeks, and, you know, it's almost like these guys just start getting more, a lot tougher as far as yanking it out on you, holding you up, and you know, that's where he's at right now. I mean, people smell blood because he's put some balls on the ground, so they're really getting after him, and I told him, I walked in with him after the game, and I just said, hey, guy, you know, we're going to go as far as you'll take us. And you got to figure out a way to protect the football, and we're going to work with you throughout the week. But you just got to have, you know, the ability to somehow hang on that football. But Steve's our guy, and I got a lot of confidence in him, and it's our job to find a way to help him hang on the ball. Hey, Rick. Yeah, he's been playing extremely well. You know, OD's been our captain the last few weeks. He was our offensive player of the week last week, and I would say he probably got a good shot this week. I mean, he's just a... he's a big-time player. He's playing well on the line of scrimmage. He's turning into a complete tight end. And, you know, on a day where it was hard to get Andre going with what they were doing, OD made his plays, and that's what has to happen.
Hey, Gary, on that last offensive possession, you just kept throwing it where your gut is to.
Well, yeah, my gut right there, Richard, is we were struggling on defense. I thought we had to stay on the field to win the football game. So by no means was I in a mode where we were going to just run it and punt. I didn't feel good about that. So Andre Davis makes a big play, then we get the big run, and on the 3rd and 10, boy, we had exactly what we wanted to Steve, and we just Matt had a hard time getting him the ball, but we need to be aggressive right there. I mean, had our defense been stuffing them in the second half like they did in the first half, maybe I'd play it different, but I felt like we needed to make a play.
And you've reached a comfort level playing that way with the passing on first down. Right?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we're throwing it a lot, and you know, as long as Matt protects that football, then obviously as a coach you feel very good about it. You know, the one thing that I'll say, I'm just peeking at the stats again. You know, I know we're not running it as effective as we need to, but to come out of the game with 30-27, that's still very important.
Gary, you showed a lot of confidence in Chris Brown. They would have the ball at the 40. Did you hesitate at all, or do you know what you're going to do?
Well, I tell you what, I like to take credit for that. I was probably so mad at Dwayne at the time that I didn't see that it was a 52-yarder. I'm just glad he made it. you know, you got to keep your poise in those situations. You know, we had two personal fouls late in the game, and that can be the difference in winning and losing. But Chris kicked the ball well all day, kicked in the end zone on the kickoffs, and obviously those are huge points.
Coach, that's obviously a huge drive because you answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's this league. Like I said, the momentum was totally on their side. Everything was on their side. But we stepped up and made a few big plays, kept being aggressive as play callers, and I think Kyle's done a tremendous job. But you got to make plays in those situations. You can't clam up and not play. You got to make plays to win games.
I feel like you're on a little bit of a roll now, beginning with the second half of Arizona, kind of the way you wanted to play.
We've got confidence right now, Richard. We're practicing with confidence. We're coming in this meeting room with confidence. And I think I'm hoping that I've got these guys to the point to where they know that these are the type of games they're going to play in every week. So just expect to be in them, but want to be the difference in the fourth quarter. Want to be the guy that makes the play. And I think sometimes in this league it's hard to learn that. But we've been in enough of them now that we shouldn't expect anything any different. And just got to find a way to end games or make plays to win games at the end.
Slayton makes so many big plays. It's hard. You can't keep him down long after he fumbles, does it?
Well, obviously, he makes big plays for us, John. So when he touches it, good things happen. But at the same time, you can make five big plays, and one turnover can get you beat. So Steve understands that. And obviously, the nice thing, we get to come out of the game with a win and try to correct something like this. But, you know, Steve is our guy, and we got a lot invested in him, and he gives us everything he's got. But he's got a little issue right now that we got to do everything we can to fix.
The defense in the first half gave up 50 yards, fewest in history. What do you think about that part of the defense?
Well, they were exceptional. I think the first two drives, we're three and out, or we don't do much. They kept us in great field position. Then we got going offensively. But, you know, they've been dominant at times throughout this season. That was as good a half as football we played, John. But yet, like I said, playing a good team and you're hanging on for dear life there at the end. How are you?
Good. How are you? Can you talk about Crabtree and just what you saw from him?
Well, I'm just glancing here. He was impressive. I think he had five or six catches, big target. You know, obviously first time out in this league, first time step on the field week seven, in a big game like this. I was impressed. But that's what he did in college. I mean, fine player.